special.
There for you then.
Prolific rainfall totals.
Here for you now.
Thanks, guys.
It only takes one storm.
The Hurricane Information Station.
Stay alert.
We get storms in October.
Sky Stormwatch for Radiant Credit Union.
There's more time.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
This is not our first rodeo. You're a Florida guy. I know you've got property in Naples. I guess, first of all, what's your overview on what just occurred with Helene and this Cat 4 craziness?
Well, number one, a lot more water along the coast than people anticipated. I've talked to everybody from Naples all the way up to Apalachicola, and there's just way more water. I know I've talked to most of the sheriffs. They did a lot of rescue. Hundreds of people were rescued last night. But there's still a lot of homes to go to hopefully not find any more people injured or passed away. All the rescue teams are heading to the coast to try to make sure everybody's safe. I know the utilities are working hard to get the power back on. The key right now is that get out of the way. Let these rescue teams go do their job. Get out of the way. Let the linemen. We've got 18,000 linemen came from outside the state coming in. Get out of the way. I see them. I'm headed to Pasco right now. I spent the night in Ocala last night to get out of the way. But get out of these linemen's way. Let them go do their job. Get the power back on. And then as a person, be smart. If you're going to use a generator because you don't have power, it doesn't go inside your house. Number two is don't drive into standing water. There's a lot of water. There's a lot of water around. Number three is there's going to be a lot of down power lines, and don't touch them. And there's going to be the water. Our state is saturated right now. It has been. It's saturated. There's going to be trees continue to fall. Be careful. People survived the storm. Now you got to be smart. I talked to FEMA this morning. I've been talking to them every day. They're absolutely committed to make sure that federal resources, now the federal government doesn't have people. They contract with people. They work with the governor's office, and they do everything from individual assistance. If you lost your home, you don't have a place to live. There's a variety of loan programs. So I'm going to make sure they do their job to make sure that they're a partner. But it starts with you, then with our local governments, then with our state government, then finally with our federal government. I've got 9 offices in the state. Call us if you need something. Our team is experienced unfortunately, in hurricanes, and so we'll do everything we can to be helpful.
Yeah, it's going to be frightening for some of the people that are located in homesteads along that Big Bend area and a little bit south of there. That's where it's a long ways from the big highway and a lot of dirt roads and a lot of trees that are going to be down. So there's going to be folks having to cut their way through to get to some of these people who may still, unfortunately, be in and around their homes.
All around the Big Bend area, the amount of tree damage is unbelievable. So many of our roads, they're going to, I talked to somebody in Lafayette County. He was going on his own to start clearing up the road, a pretty major road in front of his property. He's got the resources to be able to do it. But that's what this is going to take. It's going to take all hands on deck to clean this up. I talked to the sheriff down in Pinellas. He says there is debris down in St. Pete Beach everywhere. We're going to keep everybody's got to work hard and do everything we can to keep everybody safe. My heart goes out to the damage people are experiencing. I just don't want anybody else to die.
When it comes to the federal government, is there a process? Does it have to be declared a disaster area to get additional federal funding? Is the FEMA stuff automatic? And I know you touched on that. How does that all work?
So there'll have to be a presidential declaration. I'm going to work with the governor's office and President Biden to make sure it happens as quickly as possible. And so it's, but yeah, there's a process. We're going to work hard to make sure it all happens.
Yeah, but in the meantime, there's a lot of folks that are coming to the rescue. A lot of folks are going to be helping to clear the way. Like you said, stay off the roads, let the linemen get to work. And so all of those things can fall into place. And, anything else that you want to add, Senator? Because, a Cat 4 hitting that coast at 140 miles an hour, I'd almost be afraid to see what some of the damage looks like.
Yeah, I've been talking to the sheriffs, and they're talking about how much damage. But there's still a lot of assessments. Like I was talking to Bob McCollum, Sheriff in Levy. He says they rescued, I think, something like 60 people just in Yankee Town, and they were heading over to Cedar Key. And, Cedar Key has gotten just creamed lately. And then they had the fire recently right on that main street. So the panhandle is just, the Big Bend area has just gotten so much damage with Debbie and Adalia, the fire at Cedar Key and all these things. And so, your heart goes out to these people. It's a person. We always have to remember this is somebody's lifelong dream, their house or their business. And so we got to do everything we can to help each other.
Absolutely. And that's the one thing I can tell you about that whole area up and down the coast. Good, hardworking people, that love America, and they will work together and we'll get strong together.
Yeah, we will. So, Thanks for what you do to help educate people, and hopefully people heeded yours and others' warning, so we won't have any more loss of life.
Let's hope. Let's pray. Senator Rick Scott, thank you so much for your time. We know you're busy.
All right. See you, Bob. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care.